Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Hello, Through the Word. We are in Numbers 31, and welcome to the chapter that I did not want to teach. I'm serious. I've been dreading this one for a while. It's hard truth today. But to be honest, it's good for me. This is the great thing about teaching through the whole Bible. I don't get to pick and choose. I am forced to wrestle with issues rather than put them off. And with this one, I wrestled. This is another PG-13 warning. Kids, hit the pause button and ask Mom and Dad to check it out first. Parents, you and I have to take on the hard stuff. Numbers 31 brings us face to face with the vengeance of God. Verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you will be gathered to your people." So Moses said to the people, "Arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites, so that they may carry out the Lord's vengeance on them." So the chapter begins with vengeance, the Lord's vengeance. That means payback. The Lord tells Moses to carry out his vengeance on the Midianites. The Midianites are descendants of Lot, as are the Moabites. Back in Numbers 25, it was the Midianites and Moabites who sent their women to seduce the Israelite men into adultery and idolatry. The attack was effective and destructive. 24,000 Israelites died of a plague. The seduction was designed to turn the hearts of the men against their wives and against their God. And God took it personally. Back here in Numbers 31, God calls for payback. So here's the crunch. God takes vengeance. The same God who sent his son to die for the ungodly. The God who forgives, who says, "Do not return evil for evil, but overcome evil with good." My God takes vengeance. So how do you reconcile that? Is this the same God? Yes, it is. First, let me remind us both that it is not for us to design God to our own liking. God is, and he is good. But I do wrestle with this one. Honestly, I don't understand Christians who don't. Abraham wrestled with it before Sodom and Gomorrah. Will the God of the universe really destroy the righteous with the wicked? So how does this all work out? The mercy of God and the wrath of God together. God forgives and calls us to forgive, but God also takes vengeance. In fact, the very passage in Romans 12 that tells us not to avenge is the same one that reminds us that God does avenge. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Now this is key. It is the very fact that God does avenge that frees us to let it go. If God never punished, if he never dealt with evil, we would be consumed by the need to avenge. Psalm 94 really helped me with this one. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. It's written by one of God's people, a witness to oppression. Watching the wicked as they slay the widow and the foreigner, they murder the fatherless. The wicked are convinced that the Lord doesn't see, that the God of Jacob takes no notice. The helpless man laments, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers?" The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. For the people of Canaan, God waited 400 years before his wrath came down. Generations of wickedness came and went, and still God waited. But there is a limit, and here in Numbers, that time is up. The Midianites were not in the promised land. They could have just stayed out of this. They made the attack on Israel, the apple of God's eye, and the Lord tells his people to take vengeance. And it's not pretty. This chapter is war, brutal war. For you and I, it is not a direct example to follow. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers of darkness. But the lessons from the physical battle apply powerfully to our spiritual battle. Verse 5. So 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe, were supplied from the clans of Israel. And then in verse 7, they fought against Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every man. And then in verse 8, They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with the sword. Now this note is interesting. Remember that Balaam was the prophet who tried to curse Israel but couldn't. When he looked over Israel, he saw the blessing of the Lord. He said, "Let me die the death of the righteous." But he didn't. To die the death of the righteous, you have to live the life of the righteous. Balaam had a chance, but instead he chased the money. He was the one who gave the Midianites the idea to seduce Israel, and he died the death of the wicked. And then down in verse 14, Moses gets angry with the officers who led the attack. In 15, "Have you allowed all the women to live?" he asked them. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and enticed the Israelites to be unfaithful to the Lord. So apparently the soldiers captured the women. Bad move. They were the seducers. Put this in modern terms. Imagine an organization of women who went through churches to seduce the pastors, systematically destroying family after family, crumbling churches, shattering the faith of thousands. These Midianite women were evil. Jesus warns, "Temptation must come, but woe to the one from whom it comes." When the Son of God says woe, he means woe. Women, if you seduce a godly man, vengeance is the Lord's. There's another application here. When God tells you to get rid of sin, to destroy temptation, but you say, "I got this, I'm good, I can handle it." Woe. Can a man put burning coals in his lap and not get burned? Now here's a reality check. Fast forward. The Israelites did not kill all the Midianites. And some generations later, the Midianites attacked and enslaved Israel. In Judges 6, Midian invaded Israel, pillaged all they wanted, and burned every crop again and again. Application, you cannot allow sin a foothold. Men, leave a little bit of pornography, and it will burn up every bit of fruit in your life. So destroy it now. Now, a big chunk of the chapter is devoted to the plunder. Careful on this. God's people were never to go to war for the purpose of plunder. But God did let the warriors keep some here. And there's an important truth in this. Proverbs says, "A sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous." And Ecclesiastes says, "To the sinner, God gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God." Interesting note in verse 21, all the goods had to be purified, either by fire or by the water of cleansing. As you read, consider what this might mean for you. Fire often pictures trials, and water pictures the word. As we go through spiritual battles, there are benefits. Faith and hope are gained as you see God's victory, but they are purified through the fire of trials and through the water of the word. And one last note here. The chapter ends with the commanders coming to Moses, and in verse 49, they said to him, "Your servants have counted the soldiers under our command, and not one is missing." Now that is a miracle. God protected every last soldier in Israel. For you and I, spiritual warfare can be scary stuff, but God keeps you. 2 Peter 2. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.